Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
I hope you had a good weekend. Welcome to a new episode of Sixers Daily. I'm your host, Jazz Kang. Some big news on the Ben Simmons front. Also, the Sixers look like they'll be shorthanded for Monday's preseason contest when they take on the Brooklyn Nets. Before I jump into that, don't forget, subscribe to the Liberty Ballers Podcast Network. You can catch us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you name it, we are there. And of course, check out libertyballers.com for all your Sixers needs. We are now just over a week away from the start of the regular season. So, as I mentioned, some big news surrounding Ben Simmons. Multiple outlets, including ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, Shams Charania, Keith Pompey, the local guys, everybody breaking the news early Monday that Ben Simmons starting to come around on rejoining the Sixers. So, if he misses, which he will, he's going to miss Monday's game against the Brooklyn Nets, the preseason one, he'll be over $1 million in the hole in terms of what he's lost for not reporting to the team, about $360,000 per game. He's getting dinged. So that obviously made him probably realize, like, damn, what am I doing here? And I need to get back to make my money. It's interesting to see, though, because now Keith Pompey of the Inquirer, he's saying, hey, Ben isn't going to play. Like he's not going to play another game, but he could rejoin the team. Say he's injured, that's an approach. I'm not saying he's going to do that, but he could do that and say, hey, I'm here, but and still collect his paychecks. Woj did say, tweeted out in the morning that the plan remains for the Sixers to keep on looking for trades. But as he said, it's likely that Simmons is finally going to talk with the team. He hasn't done that since August. And so he's going to talk to team officials, whether it's Daryl Morey, Doc Rivers, Elton Brand, the ownership. We don't know yet, but it looks like he's going to be reporting to Philly in the near future. We don't have a specific date. Could be as early as this week. But it looks like he's finally starting to realize, like, I ain't going to miss out on $360,000 per game that I'm sitting out. So this is going to be a sideshow. And you look at the timing of it, you know, the Sixers kick off their season against the Pelicans on October 20th. He's going to come in. Is he going to try and practice? Is he going to show up and say, hey, I got a bum ankle. I won't be able to get on the court. We don't know how this is going to work, but good on Daryl Morey. Good on the Sixers for sticking to their guns, not making a trade just for the sake to make a trade and losing out. And I've said this before on the pod, losing out on, you know, 50 cents on the dollar just to get Ben out of there. He's 4 years left on his contract. You know, he still is tied to the team, and really they didn't have to do anything with him and be forced into a move that wasn't going to work well for a team with championship aspirations, right? The Sixers are good enough that they can compete for a title, you know, maybe a piece short right now, whether Ben's that missing link or not to getting to the final, that's up to you to decide. But I mean, they're, you know, legitimately one all-star player level, which obviously Ben Simmons is, from competing with Joel Embiid on the roster, with Tobias Harris on the roster. They got some good role players in Danny Green, Matisse Thybul, Seth Curry. So, you know, this has played out right for the, and the Sixers have handled this really the best way they could have, which is, okay, you can continue to sit. We're going to put your $8.25 million in an escrow account, take away $360,000 per game that you're missing, and we'll figure it out there. And I think that was the right approach. And now Ben is basically going to have to go back on everything he said that he would never report. No, it looks like he's going to. And if he does show up to the team and he does show up to play, I don't know how this is going to work out. I mean, you know, like I said, all the NBA insiders are saying the Sixers are still looking to move him, but this will help his trade value. If he comes and plays well, you know, teams might not be willing to try and rip the Sixers off or shortchange Philly in terms of a trade, because look at what Ben's doing out there. Now, if he does come in and he's disruptive, like we've seen with James Harden with the Rockets, with Jimmy Butler with the T-Wolves, and just showing up and you know, causing havoc and get me the hell out of here. Well, that's a different option. Then the Sixers can also look at and say, hey, you know what? We're going to suspend you for conduct detrimental to the team. So there's so many little ways that this whole soap opera is going to play out. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens here once Ben does show up. And again, it's only Monday when I'm recording this. So he could show up Tuesday. He could show up by the end of the week on Friday, which is when the Sixers play their last preseason game. But who knows what he's going to do? Who knows what he's and how he's going to handle it? And I think that's the interesting part, is how things are going to play out in terms of if he does show up and has a crappy attitude, are the Sixers going to suspend him? Or if he does show up and act like, hey, you know what? Yeah, I dissed my teammates. I didn't want to meet up with you guys, you know, last month or in August to in LA, and basically telling Joel Embiid and the crew not to show up. How are his teammates going to handle it? You know, they've said all the right things. Guys like Furk have said, hey, man, you know, we want him around. Nobody's really taken a shot at him personally in terms of the Sixers players, but they like him as a teammate. They like him as a guy off the court. And they just, you know, I don't think that the players would have an issue with this, because one thing they understand is that this is a business and that each player and each guy is going to try and do what's best for himself. So a lot left to, I mean, we at least we're moving in one direction in terms of, it looks like Ben's actually going to come to Philly and, you know, show up again. But that's the one step we know we're taking in that direction, but we don't know what the hell is going to happen after that. He could act like a little baby. He could be disruptive. He could act like nothing's wrong and continue to play. Again, Keith Pompey did say that he doesn't intend on playing another game in a Sixer uniform, but he will show up. So this whole sideshow, now that we got these reports coming out, this whole sideshow could lead to a lot more fun. I'm sure Dan, Emily, and Steve will have you covered on that with Gastroenteritis Blues. That podcast will drop on Monday evening. And then Tuesday, a deal with Out of Sight on the podcast network. He'll be, I'm sure, going deeper on this whole topic, and we all will at Liberty Ballers, our entire team, because this, like I said, yeah, it looks like we're getting some sort of a resolution, but at the same time, this is going to open up a whole new can of worms that a lot of questions are going to come out of. And so again, Ben Simmons looks like he's going to show up. What that means, nobody knows at this point. I want to take a quick break. The Sixers are going to be shorthanded when they take on the Nets Monday night. I'll give you the details on that after a short break. All right, we're back. The Sixers playing their third preseason game. They're 1-1, split a pair, with the Raptors. Not looking good in terms of the bench. And overall, the lineup is going to be severely shorthanded when they play Brooklyn. That game's tipping off at 7 Monday night. So you got Seth Curry sitting out. He's resting. Tobias Harris dealing with an ankle injury. He won't play. Shake Milton, as we know, has an ankle injury. He's not going to play. Grant Riller, fringe guy, he's out, obviously, with the long-term with the knee injury. Thibault, he's sitting out with some shoulder soreness. And also, it looks like we're not going to see Tyrese Maxey. He's dealing with some abductor tightness. So basically, the Sixers point guards, which are Maxey, Milton, Ben Simmons, obviously, Grant Riller, none of them are around. So you could pretty much well see Isaiah Joe get a lot of run, which is a great thing, because as we talked about on the pod last week, Isaiah Joe is showing that, hey, man, I'm a guy who's going to be able to challenge for not just minutes, but meaningful minutes. He's shooting the ball well. Defensively, he's been super active, been great in terms of being involved in the play. So we might see him get a lot of run there. You're going to see Jaden Springer probably get some time. Shaq Harrison, who is a point guard, again, a fringe roster guy, but the Sixers are going to be severely shorthanded when they play the Nets. So it will be interesting to see how Doc, you know, runs out the rotation. I don't expect this game to be close if Brooklyn does come with everyone, including KD and James Harden, although we do know Kyrie Irving won't be playing due to the ongoing vaccination issue. So, you know, how much Isaiah Joe plays, I think, will be a good indicator, and how he plays. It's like, you're going to give this guy an opportunity now to show and play, you know, 25, 30 minutes if he wants to be out there. So I think that will be something to watch for in the preseason game. And then we're going to have to figure out who you know, who ultimately is going to make the final roster and what the Sixers are dealing with. Hopefully not anything serious in terms of long-term injuries to guys like Matisse and to Tobias Harris. So that game gets going at 7. Don't forget, after that, Gastroenteritis Blues will come out. I'm sure they're going to do a big deep dive on what happens with Ben Simmons, and they'll also give you a recap of the Sixers and Nets preseason contest. That'll wrap things up for this episode. As I mentioned off the top, don't forget, subscribe to the Liberty Ballers Podcast Network. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you name it, we are there. We always appreciate a 5-star review if you can give us that. And of course, check out libertyballers.com for all your Sixers needs.